Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello?
Hey.
Oh, she's off the treadmill.
Oh, she is. You know, she's taking a break. I moved 5 feet over and sat down to record this podcast.
That's honestly very kind of you, because I know that you've been working so hard on your workout series on IGTV.
Honestly, I feel like there might be one incoming.
I get break a sweat with T. Kyle. Sweat, though. You don't care for that.
I don't like sweating.
Power walk.
The daily catwalk with T. Kyle live on Instagram.
Or
yeah, up and down promo. People are requesting that, by the way. They're like, I'm requesting up and down. I'm like, oh, one day you'll get it. Okay.
I mean, you're basically doing the performance, so it checks out.
Yeah, but who knows? You know, just something fun, you know, something for the winter.
Something time. For the winter time. God.
I know. I'll discuss more on that, maybe like in Discord or like on Twitter, because as a responsible influencer, and you know this about me, I'm very picky. I like to try things out before I give my endorsement. I'm not like these influencers who are like, you know, oh my God, this beauty cream makes me look so amazing. They've never used it once. Like,
use code TKYLE for 10% off.
Yeah.
Morphe
babe. I'm out with a makeup palette. I'm going to release a full protein shake line. boobsforqueens.com. I want a discount code.
Oh, well, I think we can actually make that happen. So
honestly,
stay tuned.
If you're listening, yeah. Anywho, hello everyone, and welcome back to the second to last episode of
Legends Only.
Wait,
well, of the year.
Of the year. Yeah, I was like, oh wait, I missed a beat there. Of the year.
I understood you.
Of, oh wait, you already said it. your weekly pop culture podcast, where all year long we've been talking about
Legends Only.
Yeah, can you believe it?
What?
That it's
any of it? No,
no, I can believe the podcast. I just can't believe that it's the end.
Great conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn on December 21st.
Okay, well,
oh, I'm an astrology gay now.
Can we talk about that? And like, so I have a note in here about TikTok. Can we? Well, I'm gonna throw that in there.
We're gonna put a pin in the
producer.
Conjunction.
Excuse me, producer.
Edit.
Me. note to self. We need to discuss that. We have a lot to discuss this week.
We do. We do.
Where was I going with that? Oh, I was gonna say I can't believe that it's been at this point. I can't ask Siri because she's connected to you.
Mm-hmm.
Since I've seen you in person, since we've been dealing with Cornova, But I'm also like really proud that we have made it work. We figured it out. We kept going. We only missed like 2 weeks because of random shit.
Mental breakdowns. Oh, is that what we're calling it? Yes.
Yeah. I feel like one of the weeks was. Wasn't it? Wasn't I?
One of them was absolutely a mental breakdown.
Yeah, one of them was an absolute full meltdown. But one of them was just like work stuff. Like we just couldn't.
Right.
Yeah. But you know what? We're here.
And we're here now.
And know who else is here? Hopefully you listening. And also, as always, we would like to give a huge shout out to all of our supporters on patreon.com/legendsonly. Now, we just posted our big end of the year poll for the Legends Only Awards, where our Patreon Legends Only fans will be voting for. And this is important. This is a huge part of the pod.
It is.
What is your favorite soundboard MP3 of the year? You get to decide. The viewer's voice.
This is a democracy. We will not stop the count.
No. We done it, Joe.
We are frightened of Cornova.
Yeah. Choose between favorites. Like,
I think we should have that conversation.
And
the flavor.
And
the concept for the video circus is basically about, you know, a circus.
And
who could forget?
Locals.
Also including.
Well, Brad, good luck.
Yes. Oh, wow.
All the sound bites that you reference in person and your friends don't understand.
Right. Like it's one of those. You know, those commercials back in the day when it's like featuring all the latest hits and it's just that whole soundboard. And then I get one gigantic lawsuit.
Exactly. Yeah. Just a giant Wendy Williams lawsuit.
Yeah. One gigantic personality rights lawsuit. Can't wait. See you soon. Yeah. So everyone on Patreon, you get to decide. You get to vote for the next week until we see you for the big Legends Only Awards. I will be revealing the chic logo that not even Brad has seen yet soon.
I'm shaking. And make sure to dress up. Wear your best. This is a big event. I know T. Kyle has a gown coming.
No. But I do have a wig.
Yes, you are. You can actually hear the wig in the background right now. You are wearing it right now.
Speaking of the wig and the treadmill... Someone DM'd me and they were like, it's only a matter of time. And I was like, don't tempt me.
I do believe a debut will come in 2021.
We need to, you know, we need to space out the content. Okay. You're not going to get all of it in 1 week. Okay. So this is going to be a long winter. All right. I'll just say that.
That's for damn sure.
Didn't we joke about this too, like a year ago?
About what?
When it was like a month into Cornova and you were like, I feel like at the end of this, you're going to come out with like huge tits and a wig and like full, yeah.
Insert audio and cut to you actually debuting Quarantina.
Can someone find it? I honestly feel like we had this conversation.
We did. I think we had that conversation.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, so a lot to discuss this week, girls. So first up... Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Breaking news. Thank God we were delayed to recording this podcast this week because the girls are getting engaged.
They are, left and right. I can't believe. Oh, and side to side.
Oh, I see what you did there.
That's right. Ariana Grande.
To become one. 34 plus 35. To become
one equals one. That's right. Miss Ariana Grande posted a series of photos on her Instagram saying forever, what did she say? Forever and more with you or something?
I don't know. She probably just said, yeah.
I'm gonna look that one up. She said, I wouldn't want to misquote Miss Grande.
We're engaged. Yeah. She said, yeah.
I believe Bretman Rock posted yeah on it. But she wrote forever and then some. And she posted a series of photos with boyfriend turned fiance Dalton Gomez, who is a former dancer turned real estate agent.
Oh my God, Selling Sunset.
Selling Sunset candidate. Yes. Congratulations to Miss Ari. some of us are finding love in quarantine. Some of us are just sort of staring at themselves in a basement. You never know
who's... Some of us are shaking our tits on treadmills that are sitting in the middle of our apartments.
You'll never know where you find love. Social distancing at home. So, yeah, give it up to her. Isn't she engaged? Yeah, that's pretty big. They met earlier this year, or at least that's when they made it Instagram official.
Switching up my last name for you. Honestly, someone, like, she needs to post, like, I said, yeah.
Oh, she does need to say that. Yeah, so everyone wished her congratulations. We have Tinashe screaming in the comments. We have Colleen Ballinger saying, I love you. There's so many well wishes. Kim Kardashian.
Oh my God, shout out to Colleen Ballinger.
For having a baby?
No, just, oh. I appreciate her content on YouTube.
Oh, shout out to Colleen.
Yeah. Or is it Colleen? Colleen?
Colleen.
Whichever. Dina Colleen, Diana.
Colleen.
Colleen. Diana too, whatever the fuck your name is.
No, I follow
Colleen
her.
Beligner. Shout out to her.
Miranda Songs. No, like, I follow her vlogs. And, you know, like, we're, like, the same age. And I just appreciate these, like, YouTubers and, you know, internet folks from our generation. I don't know. I'm just enjoying it. So shout out to
you. Are you saying you're going to be with child soon?
No. I'm not. It's never going to happen for me.
Well, you never know.
But, yeah, that's been a YouTube thing that I've been doing lately is keeping up with, you know.
The Ballingers.
Yeah.
And soon the D'Amelios.
Oh.
Locals.
Not sponsored it's by Hulu.
Not sponsored by Hulu. Truly, truly something to see that happen. Okay. 1 week after the Kardashians announcement.
But, like, did we or did we not say it?
Oh, we said it.
Yeah.
They're coming. They're trying anyway. There's not enough of them. They need like six. There's not even enough of them to make it like as many as the Brady Bunch that was the Kardashian Jenners.
Yeah, I just don't.
And also, if that promo was anything to go by, they are going to have to scrape for a plot. Scrape for anything.
Hey, guys. So...
Just the father nervously being like, so what are we going to do on the show? It's like,
God,
I don't know. You tell us.
The white mediocrity, I swear.
Well, we will see. As
known
we've
as
said,
our podcast.
that name was taken. So here we are. But, you know,
give it up anyway. You know what?
Give it up for anyone at
sure.
this point, because anyone can have a Hulu show.
Yeah. Hulu.
Hulu.
So what else happened? Okay, so that also happened this week. But honestly, the biggest news of the entire week, A Night in Bebe Rexha. No, that's not it.
Canceled.
You wrote it wrong. You wrote that one wrong. I was like, Brad said
A Night with...
There we go. I just changed it in the notes. A Night
It just,
with...
it sort of flowed. Yes, A Night
right,
with...
Right, it does. A Night with Bebe Rexha has been canceled because of Cornova. So instead, she performed with NYX Cosmetics on like Instagram.
And we call that power bitch moves.
Yeah, I thought she sounded good.
Oh, of course she did.
Yeah.
And I was ready for A Night with Bebe Rexha, but
I know.
She had to keep it hustling, keep it moving with NYX Cosmetics. You know, we'll hold out hope for A Night with Bebe Rexha soon. Obviously, this was something that all of us were waiting for and counting down to. But baby, I'm delayed.
You know, the universe said you made this an acoustic show, so I'm going to cancel it.
Yes, that is true. He said, I'm really into electronic, so.
Why is the universe a he? Is this?
Oh, I thought you said God. I don't know why my. Well, not that God is a he. God is
God
a woman, as I've been told.
Canceled 10 minutes into the pod.
God is on an indefinite hiatus right now, actually, because from the shit that I've seen.
Literally. Oh, so
anyway, so yes, God put pause on A Night with Bebe Rexha, but also other striking news this week. The actual probably biggest news of the week, Miss Jessie Nelson announced that she is leaving Little Mix after 9 years in the band.
Well, Brad, good luck.
I really am the Jesse of the group. It's true, actually.
Oh, how do you? Now, did we or did we not also sort of predict this?
We did. I didn't mean to speak it into existence. I said that when she announced a mental health break a month ago, or not even mental health, she just said a medical break. I said, well, that sounds a bit like get well soon, Jerry. And lo and behold, that's what it was. Is, you know, if any of the senior citizens listening recall the fated end of the Spice Girls, you'll know that Mel C, right before Jerry mysteriously didn't show up to a TV gig, said, get well soon, Jerry, on TV, only for us to learn that Jerry had left the group.
Now, can I just say something for the record here?
Yes, always.
So I was accused of skipping school the day that Jerry left the Spice Girls.
Mm.
Back in elementary school, everyone was like, oh my God, T. Kyle stayed home because he's so sad that Ginger Spice left the Spice Girls. And then everyone,
which is a valid reason.
It is. So if I had skipped school because of it, I would have appreciated the privacy. But I was made fun of in elementary school when I came back to school the next day. Everyone was like, oh, are you so sad that Ginger Spice left the Spice Girls? You skipped school. And I was like, no, I didn't.
Well, so what was like the truth? What is the truth?
The truth was I was sick.
Mm.
Back then, we didn't have internet. So you found out like a week later.
I have a very vivid memory of driving to school that day and hearing it on the radio, actually. It was like, you know, hearing that a world war has been announced just shattered my innocence.
Yeah. But I would just like to say that I did not skip school at elementary school because of it.
Mm, the jury's still out. Yeah. But... it would have been understandable if so. Yes, this is a very sad day. Obviously, you know, you and I, with Little Mix, it's not the same where we did not like grow up with them or anything. But for anyone who had the Spice Girls in their window of adolescence, you know what this day feels like for the mixers out there who, you know, especially that was their first like girl group experience. It's a devastating day. However, I will say it feels a little different because we all knew that Jerry is thirsty as fuck and wanted to be solo, whereas Jesse very clearly did this for her mental health. So it's a little different.
Yeah. I mean, look at me.
She went solo and said, look at me in about 5 seconds. So, yeah. And we knew where this was heading. Whereas Jesse left a very long post. And she's said it for months. She's done a whole documentary about internet bullying and its effect on her. We are very well aware that she was having a hard time with the pop star thing, which is totally understandable. It's unfortunate. It's disgusting, you know, for the way that people treated her. But it's also the best choice. And I think a lot of people are like very at peace with that already, like to hear that, okay, she's making the right choice for her and it is the right choice. And the three girls said that they have no interest in stopping anytime soon. And I honestly think they'll make a fierce trio and they'll keep going. And, you know, it's not ideal, but it's the best for both Jesse and the group. So
I will actually say, you know what, that I have no, what's the metaphor where it's like, you know, you like don't care. Not that you don't care.
No,
it's
horse
like,
in the race.
Yeah, I have no horse in this race.
No radar horse in the race.
Yeah, no radar horse is in this race. But I will say, I don't think this is permanent.
Oh, really?
You know, because I feel like I'm manifesting as we ascend into the fifth dimension, as everyone is
saying on
TikTok.
Yes, we are.
I feel like now is the time, especially going into the next year, if you need to take a break, if you need to change something up in your life, now is the time to do it because the world is on pause. And I feel like she's just taking a pause and I see her coming back. I just have this like...
Wow. You just had a raven vision.
I did.
So Belegda 2.0.
Yeah, a Belegda 2.0 is going to be on the horizon.
Right.
I see it happening because now's the time. I mean, you know, I'm feeling it. Like, this is like the shift in the moment where, like, if you want to take a fucking break, take a fucking break because the world is on pause. There's nothing to fucking do. There's nowhere to fucking go. She's taking a break. She deserves it. She needs it. I feel it. I feel a 2022, possibly end of 2021 redemption for Jesse.
Oh, she's giving you dates too. That's really cool. I did not actually even consider that. It is something to consider. I mean, we did have a Danny Kane moment where we had briefly Andrea came back for the tour.
Iconic. I'm so glad that we got to witness that together.
A legendary moment. But, you know, so I think this is the best for both Jesse and the group. And I will say, you know, girl groups generally are very tumultuous, lightning in a bottle moments in pop culture. They don't tend to go very long. The only ways that a lot of groups have gone kind of further is they'll have a little hiatus moment and one of the girls goes solo. Like, I mean, I feel like Beyonce did that, and then they had Destiny Fulfilled, and that was like a nice little bow on top. Or Cheryl having her solo moment and then them coming together for the 10 tour, which don't get me started on the Twit Longer announcement of their disbandment. That's for therapy. But generally, I think that when they're on their grind the whole time, it's just I don't know what to say. It's a spark. It's like gasoline, and then it fizzles really fast. Because, well, in different cases, I think sometimes there's tensions and egos in the group. Sometimes people get more tired than other members. I think it could be a whole different variety of reasons, but in this case, it's less a Jerry and more some Jesse time.
I agree. 2007 Spice Girls reunion tour, power of four needs one girl more.
Oh God, don't get me started. Yeah. Legendary. I mean, there you have another example, somebody who allegedly would like to pick their fashion business over their legendary career. That's a choice that one makes sometimes.
You know what? If the world ends soon, I'm just so glad that I got to experience that moment. Like, honestly, I can die happy. Like, I really can.
I definitely do count that as one of my favorite concert experiences of all time. And I do think that whole concert really was up to par for what a reunion tour should be like.
Yeah. Shout out to anyone who was in the third tier of Madison Square Garden, where I was absolutely losing my mind.
Yes, shout out to you listening in the third tier.
Yeah.
Shout out to everyone in the various tiers also in the UK for different reasons. It's a tiered system over there.
So speaking of more bad news,
oh yeah, we're going to keep more bad news coming.
Yeah. So Queen of Pop.
But this is part of the change of this is our fifth element happening. Fifth dimension. Because things are changing and shifting, and maybe, you know, if you want to rebel against a network, maybe
the machine,
perhaps
the robot,
one might say, then maybe so. So let's get into this one.
Yeah. So Lizzie McGuire, the reboot, has officially been scrapped by Disney Plus. Legend Duff announced it via Instagram, where she is posting like eyewear promo instead of music.
And Nutella.
Well, okay. She's got a point there.
She has a point. I mean, there are some points that are made. But yeah, she loves a SponCon moment. She is an influencer mommy on the side. But yeah, she basically said, you know, in so many words, because she had done interviews before, she was like, my dreams for an edgy adult Lizzie McGuire series that honors a woman in her 30s or where I'm at, you know, how she would actually be. This is not what dreams are made of. And
she is
putting her foot down. I mean, and, you know, some people are like, isn't that just what her show Younger is? And I say yes, but she wants it for Lizzie. And so do we. Like something fun and sexy, and she's dating and she's whatever it is. Like, it feels so stupid, I think, on Disney Plus's part, because I would think that's what everybody would want. Like, I would think if you're not a fan of the show, I personally didn't even watch the show. I don't even know anything about it. I know her through her music.
Okay, same. Oh my gosh. I was embarrassed to admit it, but I was like, I never watched Lizzie McGuire.
I have no idea. But if you told me that a spicier version of this character was coming out, I would definitely watch it, because I would be like, okay, well, at least, you know, I'm not going to watch a kid's show, but I'll watch this. And then for fans of the show, they'll be like, cool, my fave grew up and I want to see that. So I feel like that's a bigger audience than doing a G-rated, awkward, you know, 30-year-old stunted Arrested Development, whatever they were going to have her do, is like just to appeal to their Disney Plus base is not it. So I just think it was like financially a stupid decision. Like, I would think you'd want to bring in new people.
Yeah, I honestly really don't understand it like at all. And I just signed up for Disney Plus because of Folklore, But right, like
long pond sessions.
Yeah. So like they have Jonas LA on there. Like I'll watch an old school tour. Why don't they just put all of Hillary's tours? And like, I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't really understand the decision here because
but
also
they'll put Santa Claus Lane on vinyl after 80 years.
Exclusively because of us. So maybe we just need to scream and shout about it some more. But
yeah, it makes no sense.
It doesn't. And
I think
it's really
bills.
Me every time that Disney Plus subscription charges.
But I also think, you know, as I was saying with the whole challenging the system, maybe there needs to be some sort of shift between networks that are interested in doing this and coming to the table for it. And maybe Netflix is really like, actually, we can make a lot of money. I don't know. I know the rights are to Disney, but like, I don't know. All I know is good for Hillary for honestly sticking up for herself and not being in something corny or that she felt was like going to be tarnishing.
And
I guess
for sticking up for gay rights.
And as always, for being an LGBTQIA ally.
When you say that's so gay, do you realize what you say?
That was her in the board meeting before she left and stormed down. She's like, well, it's not happening.
Yeah, literally. Do you realize
there was like this guy
scrapped?
In a tie? Yeah. And he's sitting there. He's like, this sounds kind of gay. She's like, do you realize what you say?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I do kind of get the feeling that it was going to be, yeah, it was going to be current issues. It was going to be spicier. So boo to Disney Plus, especially because they just okayed literally 10 Star Wars series. Like, can you relax? Can you give us a crumb of gay rights?
Well, Jar Jar Binks is like low-key gay rights.
Right, that's true. Queen of pop. But
yeah.
Yeah, I'm definitely sad.
Jar Jar Binks streamed Sparks on Spotify.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Jar Jar was supposed to be a feature on Tattoo, and then they had to get somebody else.
What's like the place where they like they fight in like Star Wars? I don't even know.
Oh, like the stars? Well, or
oh, like in the stars? Yeah.
Nobody was killed.
Nobody was killed.
Yeah.
There's like a tavern, I think.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
C-3PO. Got it. Yeah, I don't get it.
I just don't get it.
Go back to music, Hillary. 2021, should we have Hillary on the pod?
We definitely should. I think we can manage. We can talk about glasses, Nutella, Lizzie,
Oh, I
have
so much I want to talk about.
I do too. I also think that there's a lot to talk about with the fact that she's like, she started as a pop rock girl and now that music is kind of coming back with like Miley and stuff. Like, I feel like she could have a vibe again with that. I know you'd like electronic though.
I want to tell her the story about how I lied to my parents to go see her concert at Tom's River Fest in 2005. Did I tell that story on here?
I believe.
I'll save
it. I believe one of the Patreons.
Yeah, I'll save that story for another day. Iconic. We stand.
And I believe you saw Rihanna open for her.
I did. Same,
yes, that
same
is,
day. Yeah.
It's a legendary nugget.
Rihanna got booed.
Right.
All the Karens were like booing, and I was like, shut the fuck up, you white bitch. It was literally just one lady. I'm like, I
can't believe like
everyone.
People have all these stories of like, you know, Gaga's like dragging her piano through the Lower East Side and people are like spitting on her as she performs at the Bitter End. And Rihanna's story is like getting booed at the Hillary Duff concert.
Yeah, like literally it was like this one woman who like smoking a cigarette and like a ponytail with a scrunchie. And she's like, it's fucking hot. Why is she fucking late? I'm like, shut up, bitch. Pawn the fucking replay and shut the hell up.
Pawn the fucking replay.
Boy, let me. I got to see Rihanna perform Let Me live. Okay, so
I mean, that's pretty legendary.
I'm dating myself
if you ask me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
we'll
true.
Talk about that. We'll get Hillary on the pod and I'll tell her.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So yeah, so everyone on social media is pissed off about the Lizzie McGuire reboot being canceled, including like Hillary Duff News, like at Hillary Duff News. I'm like obsessed with their Instagram.
Well, I need to like and follow.
Yeah, I think it's at Hillary Duff News. I could be wrong. Something like that. But anywho,
sounds like something you might write in your spare time.
No, I don't have an alt like that. I don't have any secret alts.
Mm,
do you? Mm,
I have one on Instagram for selfies that I like to try out, see if I like them now, but nothing salacious on there.
Comparison to...
Exactly. I try it out on Snapchat, an Instagram story, and when I really feel like it, then it goes to main grid.
Great. Love that. Yeah. So speaking of main, so on Twitter, as we know, the icon, the legend... Dionne Warwick has been tweeting up a storm, making headlines.
Let's make the headlines.
Yeah. I got fucked up with her like name. That was a combination of her name and the word headlines. Headlines. She was an SNL skit.
Yes. Yeah. It's really all happening right now. And her account, I have mixed feelings because I do feel like it could veer into Catherine McPhee territory where it's like, okay, gay intern, like
she's
snappily, you know, referencing everything hot in pop culture, but doing it with a, like, I don't know her sort of vibe is very, it's funny. It was funny. I don't know if it'll continue to be, or if it'll be like a little blip because I'm like, ooh, this could be too much of a hokey, I guess.
Yeah. I feel that.
Yeah, but I'm loving that whoever it is, you know, cares about her enough to like get her hip on Twitter and, you know, get her in the headlines. I mean, that's incredible promo. So we have to stand. I think she said her niece. So
yeah, I mean, I think it's a mix of both. But I have to say, I was like giggling at some of it. And I was like, you know what? This is a nice break from all of the... you know, madness of the world to just see like, what is the game with all the animals? Question mark. And I'm like, okay, it made me laugh.
Right.
But, you know, just like side promo here, she did tweet me back.
She did tweet you. That's true.
I told her to drag me. I said, drag me for being a redhead. And she said, absolutely not. You are glowing. And I was like, I was actually
duet incoming.
Shook. Yeah. Oh, ooh.
Or the collab.
Yeah.
We can have her on the pod.
Oh my God.
Just 90 minutes of her being like, well, I don't know who that is, but she sounds wonderful.
Honestly, she'd be like, I don't know who the hell these white boys are, but like, sure.
Did you see they told her she got to be real? She said she would look into it. I mean, if anybody doesn't know about that series, I believe it disappeared from YouTube. I don't know if it came back, but a legendary voiceover series. It predates Nicki Minaj, you know, it's like that kind of like Stan humor. It's really good. And she was obviously one of the main characters in it. And if she gets to see it, I just would be very interested to hear what she thinks.
Okay, I'm looking that one up.
Yeah, literally what her after logging out.
Yeah. Oh, that one's
masterful. That's really a good one.
You either get it or you don't.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Same thing with
I mean,
like
if
Nicki
you understand
Minaj.
Stan Wars, it's like you get the general gist. But yeah.
Like if you're wondering where we say like, you know, album, Bobby, like all these like weird words where it sounds like I'm just messing up. Like, no, it's
That's Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
But there's some legendary lines from Got to Be Real as well. So highly recommend. Yeah. As you said, a nice little distraction from the world.
It was.
Something to
and
do
was, like,
over the holidays.
I was genuinely shook when like she tweeted me back. I was like, oh, holy shit. Like,
oh, she had time for you.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, you know what? Is she right? I think she's right. I am glowing. Like, I honestly felt that.
You certainly are on that mini.
You know, because everyone's like, oh, you look like Chucky. You look like fucking, what's the other one that they called me? What was the guy
from American Pie?
Yes. Shermanator. Jimmy Neutron,
the football player,
Andy Dalton. Yeah, everyone's like, you look like a gay Andy Dalton. Someone once said to me on the subway station back in the day when you could, like, you know, travel safely, they were like, oh my God, you look like that football player Andy Dalton who just like, but like, you don't have muscles. And I was like, okay, like,
shame,
thank you.
Yes.
Like, she's got a point. Yep. So, like, you know, it was nice to see something cute.
That was a very sweet gesture from a legend. So
I just
want
to know why no one, like, comes up to me and they're like, oh, my God, BB Rexha? And I'm like, no, I'm not BB Rexha. But, like, I get it.
Because of the mask, I think.
Yeah, they're like, Wendy, oh, my God, is that you? Oh, my God, that's Ariel. And I'm like, no.
You know what? Maybe next year. It's because of the wig. We've talked about this. You need to have the wig.
Oh my God, Miss Fortune. No. Anyway.
Anyway.
Well, in other news this week, which speaking is honestly, of next like, year. Probably literally the biggest news of the week, like in real time.
Oh, right. This, yeah.
Vaccine.
Yes. Miss Moderna and Miss Pfizer, please welcome to the stage. I have two photos before me. Two beautiful vaccine women.
Yeah.
Yes, we have the vaccine is here, ladies and gentlemen. Why don't you go ahead and tell everybody what that is? Explain the RNAs.
Okay. Well, do you actually want me to?
No.
No.
But AOC did a good job on her Instagram story.
Yeah, literally 30 minutes goes by me just explaining what the vaccine does and how it works.
Yeah.
No. Well, they work different, but like...
Yeah, they're different.
Yeah.
Well, so, I have some friends already in the medical profession who had it.
We do.
It's very hopeful to hear, and we're just going to see how that rolls out.
Yeah, I'm optimistic, but I'm also like, you know, I feel like I will...
Realistic.
Yes, realistically, I will volunteer to go to the end of the line, you know?
Mm, yes.
Like, I've got
I did the New York Times guesstimator of where you are in line, and I'm number 281 million. So, I'm standing here. You know, I have my
Ava
fast
Max
pass ticket
on the charts.
Yeah, I'm listening to Ava on the line, and you know, after 279,999, then it's my turn. Mm-hmm. So I'll be here. Yeah. So we'll see. It seems that they're gonna break it down into order of health importance, and we're just gonna have to wait and see. That's the official campaign slogan.
We are frightened of Cornova.
Actually, that leads us perfectly into the next segment. Speaking of campaigns and slogans.
I know. I threw this one in here because I was very inspired by Brad's completely random fun fact about Ava Max like ruining a entire political party.
Oh, yes.
So I thought I would throw this in
just
here.
Killed another career. It's a mild day.
Yep. Legends Only Saves America. New pod incoming.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly. Oh my God. Our crossover with Pod Saves America incoming.
Yeah. So in quarantine news, our legend, our queen, Brittany. Now, I don't think anything else like happened. She cut her hair.
Oh, she got shorter hair.
Yeah. Now, like, she's kind of serving with it.
Yeah. No, I like it. And she said, you know, out with the old and with the new, which we love to hear that and to see that. So new cut. And it's always, isn't it always an event when Miss Brittany gets new hair of any kind? The fan base always is rattled. So,
well, yeah.
True.
Also, I would just like to say in defense of Britney Spears here for a second, for another week in a row, again, now I broke my own rule with the looking at the comments. Have you been... You still aren't, right?
I don't partake, okay. No.
So curiosity kills the cat, as always. Looked at the comments on her latest dancing video, and it fucking infuriated me. Mm. So I'm like, you know what? Y'all are seeing what the fuck I'm doing in my apartment on my treadmill. Leave her the fuck alone. Like, shut the fuck up.
Yes. I mean, ultimately, dancing is her pleasure, her joy. She's said it before. So that, yeah. No, I know what you're saying.
I know. I wish I could do
something. I don't look at the comments, though. It's too depressing.
Yeah,
so.
But, like, you know, we all do it. Everyone else is just, like, so they don't want to admit it or show it because everyone, like, wants to pretend like they're perfect. But anyway.
As far as dancing at home.
Yeah. Like, I'm just, like, you all dance. Like, I dance like that when I'm cleaning.
With a Swiffer in your hand?
Yeah. Like, when I dance with my Swiffer, I pretend like I'm on the radar pole, like, at the circus store. Like, is that not normal? Like,
no, that is completely normal. Right? And you probably do a really efficient job of cleaning at that
rate.
Yeah.
And there's people listening who have seen it. Like, shout out to Taryn. You've seen me dance on a pole. Like, you know. Anyway.
Yes. Well, always at the defense of our queen.
Yeah.
Now, Brittany was one of the many names who was included on the PSA celebrity tracker from, this is insane, the Trump administration is scouting celebrities for a potential campaign to endorse and assuage fears about the vaccine by having celebrity faces, you know, basically say it's okay. And they have this absurd, truly absurd document, literally from oversight.house.gov. It's real.
Yeah, this is like actually an official house.gov PDF.
And it did make the rounds in October when news of the vaccine was coming through and certain names popped in and out. And you may or may not know that Britney is on this and is marked as declined. So she will not be
partaking. She's an icon. She's a legend. And she is the moment.
We stand.
But there are many names on here that really, really caught my attention.
Yeah, this was, now I'm going to bite my tongue here because this is not Legends Only Saves America. Uh-huh. However, I thought it was very interesting that the administration, who preached about this being a hoax for 8 months, now all of a sudden wants everyone to participate in a vaccine campaign. However, another legend who was featured on this list was Christina Legendina Aguilera.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing about this PDF, which we can maybe share on our Twitter or something, I don't know. It's like unreal. Like, I want to know who was assigned to write this. So they sort out like the legend.
Baron,
is, like,
probably.
Yeah, right. There's like a legend in one column, and then they have to describe the legend in the other column.
And any problematic parts of them.
Yes. So Christina Aguilera. So wait, so Britney's is just like full on like denied. Like, okay, queen, we stan. She basically said like, you know, absolutely not. So in Christina Aguilera's negative column, it says, quote, arrested for public intoxication in 2011. She is an Obama-supporting Democrat and a gay rights-supporting liberal. Like,
to
what?
Me, that sounds like a Billboard Icon Award intro.
Literally.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of the greatest vocalists of all time, also an Obama-supporting liberal Democrat with...
Publicly intoxicated legend. Please welcome to the stage.
Please welcome T. Kyle.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I read that whole section. I was like, okay... legend.
That was fighting like, for gay rights.
That was truly fighting for gay rights. Yeah, her section is incredible.
Yeah.
I highly approve. But really, it's got all our faves here. Kelly Clarkson is pending, and hers was like, has voiced her liberal opinions, including legalizing marijuana, Hillary Clinton's run for president, and NFL protests. It tracks any time they were vocal on social media. The legend herself, Miranda Cosgrove, declined.
Icon.
I mean, it's truly, the names also make you wonder, like, who on staff was like, well, would Miranda Cosgrove promote the vaccine? Like, I want to know who on staff was like, have we tried Miranda Cosgrove?
Wait, isn't that coming back?
What?
iCarly?
Is it?
Yeah. Isn't it?
I think Brazil would be very happy with that. I think they had a whole campaign for
okay,
that.
Well, stand by on that.
Yes.
But like also in this PDF, there's another column that says demographic.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And under Christina's, it says general population, which basically is...
locals.
Yes.
And, quote, super spreaders, which the racism fully jumped the fuck out here.
A lot of this is so questionable.
I know this is not a political podcast, but like... the racism and this whole fucking PDF. Like, look at it.
Well, I also have questions about the Kardashians because Kim Kardashian is listed in her demographic as Christians, women, general public. Christians, where? Is that true?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
But like, who cares?
That's just Betty White declined. Guy Fieri is overcommitted. That is an iconic entry. Booked and busy, Guy Fieri. Oh, this is really an entertaining read if it wasn't real life.
Yeah.
I mean, this reads like stan fiction, but in fact, it's
literally
real.
Is like stan fiction mixed with like racism and like just absolute absurdity. Like, I can't. Mm. But you know what? Shout out to our legends for getting more promo in any way that they
absolutely
can.
Shout out to Miranda. Yeah.
Well, speaking of another legend, shall we discuss Christina Aguilera this week?
Yes, let's discuss that liberal.
The liberal Obama supporting Democrat, yeah, and gay rights supporting liberal.
Yes.
So Christina Aguilera. Now, y'all know I stand.
Heard of her.
She's like my number two. I've joked about her. Like I've, you know, there was a legendina, a fighter. I texted you this that was like begging me to like unblock him on Twitter because I was like, I guess I had him blocked because, you know, we'd gotten into like a spat recently. Shout out. I know you're listening to the pod. but like people don't really know that like I'm actually like a huge fan of Christina. So she has been having quite a week, and it started with her just randomly appearing on Seth Meyers performing the Christmas song from her Christmas album, but like a re-up of it, which low key I'm like all for.
With a very snatched pony.
Okay, the fucking ponytails. Now, if you play League of Legends, you'll get this joke. I was going to tweet this, but like anytime I tweet gamer jokes, they flop. So I don't really do it. But like Snow Day Seraphine.
Three people will say yes.
Yeah. Two people were like, oh my God, yes. Everyone else.
Yeah.
Skipped.
Well,
fast forwarded 30 seconds.
basically, the Pokemon evolution of the Ariana ponytail.
Yeah.
Truly.
She is fucking serving. So
the longer you can hold the note, the higher the pony goes.
Oh, I like that. So
yes,
she went viral on Twitter for this cover. Well, I guess
the performance of the Christmas song.
Yeah.
It went viral.
Yeah.
And you know, people snipped and took segments of this performance and alluded to the fact that she does quite a few runs. Some said oversang, some said that she did the most. And
I say that she made the Yuletide gay.
She certainly did. I would say, first of all, because that is what she says all the time. But then I would also say, have you heard Christina Aguilera sing before? Because for me, she was singing the song as she sang the song. She's singing the song. And I really appreciate who Christina is and that is who she is. So for me, I get a kick out of it. I love it. But the girls do like to run with it sometimes. And then it got into, you know, when it gets into like being mean about it or being like calling it bad, I don't like that.
Oh, no, it's not bad. It's just extra.
It's just extra. It's
like,
extra.
She was serving in a fucking high ponytail with this like pajama chic suit.
Right.
In front of like these majestic trees in her house, which is like so legendary. Like,
right. While I'll always love a restrained Christina moment, rare as they may be, this is her. She is over the top. She is extra. And I love that.
I also learned something about this song because of this, because I had to look up the lyrics and I actually had no idea what the real lyrics were until I looked it up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, she gave you something for the festive season and she was well aware of what you guys were saying because one day later she turned around and she did a TikTok where she made fun of it, really.
Yeah.
She had a voiceover. And then she interrupted to do like a full Christina wail.
I'll insert it here.
Yeah.
Best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
Merry Christmas.
And that just really goes to show she's in on the joke, aware of who she is, aware of how extra she is, and loves it. And so that just seals the deal for me even more. I'm like, you totally know this is your thing. You own it. And I think it was a win for her.
And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know. And so I'm offering this simple TikTok comment to kids from 1 to 9.
Charlie.
Speaking of TikTok, I was screaming at the comments that people left on it because it was like, oh my God, you should be a singer. Gonna leave a like here so that maybe someone will find you. So
yeah, there were the comments were that Gen Z, they can be vicious, but they're okay. Funny.
Gen Z is so fucking funny. We are totally out of jobs in the future because they're so much funnier than we are.
Right.
They're so sarcastic. It is like the whole comment Scary. Section is so fucking funny. And I hope that she gets it.
Oh, I think she gets it.
I feel like she gets it, right?
Yes, she does. And she's very much all over TikTok right now.
Yeah. She was also fucking serving in the stomping out to Megan Thee Stallion's Body.
Oh, well, we'll get, oh my God. The Xtina 40 moment.
Yeah.
Is a moment.
But speaking of TikTok, so let's have a little TikTok moment here for a second. So breaking news, everyone, as of like just a few hours ago, Express from Burlesque, always ahead of her time, is now like trending with this new thing that is show your parents your stripper intro. Have you seen this?
I haven't seen this one yet, no.
So it's starting to take off. The girls are texting me all these examples. I don't know if I'm going to do it, but like...
Oh, so you're going to do it?
I don't...
Please, no, cut to 1 hour later.
Know which one I want to do, though? I think I'm going to do this one like maybe tomorrow. Is the... Bum, bum, bitch, I'm a ghost. You know that one?
Okay.
Yeah.
I just think that you can definitely pull this one off, but I understand if you don't want to.
I mean, at this point, I'm being so embarrassing on my TikTok, or not my TikTok, right. My Instagram
Lean
stories.
In.
Like, I don't care. Like, it's fine.
Exactly. So we'll see that on the TikTok.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, until then, everybody yeah. Go check out TikTok and check out Stripper Intro.
E-X-P-R-E-S-S.
Yes. 10 years of burlesque, stronger than ever. Oh, that's also a reference. There we go.
Oh, that's a bop. Well, a ballad, but...
A ballad bop. And speaking of the festive season, we do have to take a quick note here. Another thing went viral this week related to festivity, and that was the Queen of Christmas herself, Miss Mariah.
Yes. Not approving of a certain Christmas ornament that was on Twitter. Now, I saw this on Etsy because someone sent me the Britney one, and I was like, oh, she's got like a little, you know, the paint isn't in the right spot. And so all these people were like posting reviews. And so they also made a Mariah one, and Mariah saw it and basically was like, well, this is not approved, but it's the thought that counts.
It was very, who was the...
What was that?
Bad Barbie, who retweeted the, like, the stick figure drawing of her.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, I fuck with you, but no.
Wait, which one of our friends was it who did the Beyonce drawing?
Oh, that's right.
Where they were like, oh my God, can you please retweet? Like, Beyonce, I love you.
Oh my God, no.
Oh, yeah, she... Oh, this poor ornament. She was not, it was very 2020.
She looked how we feel.
Yeah, literally. Glittery, but out of place.
Yeah, eye drooping. But it was a thought that counts. And obviously she couldn't be too mean about it.
No, I mean, didn't she go number
one? She was like,
one,
this
two?
Is not in my Mariah's store. Yes, that's true. Mariah, number one, once again. Difficult to get. Not everybody has that every year. But now we are at our second All I Want for Christmas Is You, number one on the Hot 100.
Which is difficult to get. Not everybody has that.
Very impressive. She kind of can't beat herself at this point.
No.
Like, no other Christmas song is really going to compete. I saw some discourse on the Twitter that you will like. I saw at least two or three people say Kelly's Underneath the Tree is the next Christmas classic.
I agree with that statement.
I really feel like it could make a run for its money. I do think it's up there.
I got a couple requests to do it on the treadmill.
Oh.
And then everyone was like, oh my God, bring back your like, you know, vine with like the stubble. And I was like, okay, maybe so.
Here we go. You've got a whole set coming. This sounds like a performance for you. This sounds like we're getting a show.
I actually feel like it might be something.
Well, we're looking forward to T. Kyle's T. Red Mill special. T. Red Mill.
Okay, that's too much.
Okay, all right. Well,
the SEO, but like,
oh yeah, please think of the SEO.
Files and LLC.
Right. anyway, back to the Billboard Hot 100, but also back to Xtina. We do need to talk about Christina some more. It has been a big week for her, and it was her birthday.
It sure has been a big week, and you know, she's been serving this week, so I think that it is time for.
Is it time for?
Maybe it is. I don't know. I don't. Maybe I just won't hit the button. But girls, I think you're ready. It is time for
high fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome. This is a billboard. This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
Yes, everyone. Okay, so we give it up for her. She is my high fashion moment of this week. Mm-hmm. She is serving with the fucking high pony, the cat suit.
Absolutely.
The jumpsuit, the pajama suit, the Christmas suit, the braids. The Instagram posts, I don't know what has happened this week, but Legendina has fucking snapped.
Turned it up to 40.
For it. Yeah. She is liberation re-liberated, and I am here for
the
it.
The re-up? Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Christina Megan Thee Stallion body walk is truly, definitely one of my high fashion picks of the week, but literally specifically the head turn at the end is perfect. It is, I mean, it's like good enough to be a music video. That little head turn at the end when she stares back at you. Just, she really killed it. She killed it this week. That's all I have to say. High fashion moment. The body, yaddy, 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 yaddy was right.
I also just like loved her post about...
turning 40?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like, we're going to be there soon.
Right. You much sooner than me, but yeah.
Okay. Listen up. Not that much sooner. How much older am I?
I don't know, actually. I'm 89.
Oh my God, is it a whole year and a half?
Maybe. I'm about to be 32.
Am I 32 yet?
I don't know. We'll have to ask.
No, I think I am. Wait, are we like a whole year and a half apart?
I think so.
Oh. Okay, well, that explains the difference in intelligence. and talent and wisdom.
Right,
clearly.
Right. My frontal lobe isn't developed fully yet. That's okay.
Oh, wow. yeah. Oh, my God. Ew. 8 more years. Oh, no. 7.5.
Yeah. Counting down. But in the meantime, you can start drafting your I'm 40 post like she did.
Well, Brad, good luck.
She's good for an introspective moment. She loves a little liberation and introspection and, you know... And she promised so much more to fucking come.
She still has the whole album, like, in the vault.
She does still have an album and a Spanish album. We haven't forget. Mi reflejo dos keeps getting mejor.
Who is that girl I see staring straight back at me on TikTok?
Well.
Was that your high fashion?
It was my high fashion, but
oh my God,
I also
have
another,
one.
But I don't. Yeah, but I do have another one. And we are going to speak about it more in depth, but Miss Dua Lipa.
Oh, yes. We still have more to discuss.
We do. All I'll say is SNL performance, but I'll name it when we get there.
Yeah.
Meantime, you know, music's pretty late right now. It's never a wise idea to drop an album now a day or two before Christmas, but we do have little scatterings of gifts here and there.
We do. So I have one song that I wanted to recommend to the girls.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to my daily catwalk, which I will be making a playlist because it was requested numerous times. So my recommendation for this week is a remake of Breathless by, I might get this wrong, I apologize, Caroline Polachek.
Yes.
Breathless. Fucking bop.
Yes, the Corrs classic. I can't believe it's 2000 is when that song came out. I feel like it's a timeless gem. Like, I feel like it's older than that. But yeah, Breathless is amazing. Caroline's amazing. She used to be in the band Chairlift. Then she wrote with Beyonce. She wrote No Angels. She's done a lot with PC Music. And she has an amazing album called Pang that came out last year. If you've never heard it, I highly recommend. She's kind of like futuristic in a way, like Imogen Heap is. Very breathy voice with layered vocals. Very that vibe. And I would say this is like an Imogen meets PC Music kind of remake of Breathless. And a lot of people definitely are into this. So yeah, I got to see it live when she did this on tour earlier when we could go see live music. And it shook the crowd. So I'm glad it's finally out in studio form.
I know.
It's amazing.
Can I also like say something else? So like,
is it brave yet controversial?
No, not controversial. Just like possibly embarrassing in the future. So like hearing this remake, and also, as you know, I'm like doing classes in January. So I've been listening to like a lot of like indie EDM. I got into Muna. I like went back. I listened to the album. I'm fucking obsessed.
Yes. So
I've been listening to all this like indie EDM, and I start my class soon. My keyboard just arrived, and I'm excited to like make.
Oh, right. For anyone who doesn't know, T. Kygo is coming.
Yeah. I feel like I actually, I don't know. I don't think I'm going to flop, but like I'm overwhelmed.
How could you flop? You're just in classes right now. Nothing's even happened.
I know, but like it's overwhelming.
Oh no, this will be fun for you. You'll love it.
Basically like T. Kyle 40, like I'm like learning a new skill, but
exactly.
I've been like watching a lot of videos. So I have a keyboard. It just arrived. I got Logic Pro X. It's very intimidating.
Oh, that's
it's
a good sign.
Yeah, there's like a lot of fucking buttons. I'm like, oh Christ, how am I gonna learn all this? But like I've been watching a lot of videos, and I feel like I can figure it out, and I'm excited. I'm also like nervous and intimidated, but I want to
don't you be intimidated.
Don't you be intimidated. But I'm just going to try it out because, like, why not? And also, I feel like, you know, everyone's saying, like, oh, my God, T. Kygo's incoming. Someone said T. Lantis. And I was like, crap. Oh, so good.
T. Lantis.
Oh, my God. T. Lantis incoming.
Yes. Well, you don't put too much pressure on yourself, but I think you'll enjoy it. I think you already do this sort of thing. You made mashups all the time. You made, Kaya Tell Me.
I did. Also my duo remix.
The duo remix. I feel like there's plenty of reason that you will enjoy this and you will totally love it. So just go into it with an open mind and an open heart. And yeah. It's also a really good idea for everyone out there to sign up for a class or something. It's something you have no former experience in, to stimulate your mind during these trying times. I highly recommend doing that.
She's got a point.
It's going to snap you out of it. So
that's the way I look at it. It's like, I try not to think about the, like, I feel like I have the vision in my brain, like the vision of love. Like I can,
yes.
You know, I can hear all the remixes that I want to make. I can hear all the stuff I want to do. I just have to learn how to like, you know, put the pieces together and like do it, you know?
And I believe you can.
And I feel like we're going to figure it out.
We are, absolutely.
I was watching, sounds ridiculous, but like I literally watched like hours worth of like music theory videos the other day.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, so
See, you're already well on your way.
Yeah, I learned like the keys on a keyboard, like a piano keyboard. I had no idea mm-hmm. There was only fucking 12 notes. Here I am thinking I have to
wow, learn. And you know what? This is so funny. If you finally watch A Star Is Born, you will know that is a very particular moment in a monologue or a part of the movie.
What?
About chords and the only a certain amount of notes. But anyway, no spoilers.
I'm very honored to be in the presence of so many locals.
But yes, that is the case. It's true.
Wow.
Brings me back to my piano days.
Am I going to be like in A Star Is Born like 2022?
Probably.
Oh my God.
Who's your Brad?
What do you mean? You?
Oh, no, in the movie. In like, Cooper, Bradley Cooper.
I have an internet crush, but I don't say who it is. I haven't even told you.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll find out when he's on the big screen with you. Mm. Or the small screen, because everything's going to streaming.
Yeah, or playing League of Legends.
Right. All right. Well, we're looking forward to that development in your professional career.
I know.
I don't really have many other recommendations this week. It was super light. There is, if anybody is familiar with Georgia, she has a very popular song called About Work the Dance Floor. She did a cover, I guess it's a cover season, of Kate Bush's Running Up That Hill, which is really fun. And if anybody remembers Lady Hawk, she's back with P-Now, P-N-A-U, a song called River, which is really fun, an EDM moment. And then finally, a duo called Pure Shores, aka my queen, one of my queens, Marlene. She's in a duo now, and they put out a song called Fantasy. It's heaven. It has like eight hooks. It's basically about being horny in quarantine. So relatable. And it's really good. Well, for some of us on this podcast.
Yeah, like a little bit.
Well, some of us, it's more heavy than others. So it's a very, it's a great song. So Pure Shores, get into them. But yeah, that's pretty much it. And I really wasn't surprised. You know, a lot of remixes came out, a lot of remix remastered, you know, deluxe editions are coming out right now. And that's kind of all we're going to see for a little bit, but that's okay. It's a time for, it's a season of giving and thinking.
Yeah, not and, giving, not getting.
and most importantly, like PR people are not working right now. So they're not going to service singles right now.
I am off for 16 days. Thank fucking God.
Well, you know who's never off?
Who?
Miss Dua Lipa.
Yes, has, everyone.
Truly, from the get-go, has not stopped.
Yeah, she said, don't show up.
Don't start now.
Start Why? Now, but like, don't stop, ever.
You can't start if you haven't stopped.
Yes. So, our new queen of pop was on SNL, the closing show, the Christmas show, with Kristen Wiig, which, like, I mean,
Legends Only affair. Truly.
That was fighting for gay rights.
It actually was.
Yes. So she was on this week. And we also got to do something with her for The Tonight Show, which was really cute. It was like a Christmas song from Love Actually. And I was like, actually, speaking of the word actually, you should do a full Christmas album.
Oh.
Solo.
Christmas nostalgia?
Ooh.
Oh, wait. She really could. Wait. Disco, Christmas nostalgia.
Oh, my God.
And she'd have a Kylie collab. Oh, my God. It's all right there. Dua, I know you're listening. Christmas nostalgia, Kylie feature, disco, Christmas album. Done.
With Cascade.
Period.
Shook. That is actually fucking brilliant.
Christmas nostalgia.
I could actually see it happening.
I could see all of it. Oh, my God. The cover would just be her riding the sleigh instead of the car.
Okay, you're giving away too many free ideas.
I am,
but
I
like
am.
I stand.
But obviously, you know.
It makes sense because like Christmas nostalgia is like because everyone covers old songs, so like it's nostalgia. Get it?
Yeah, it's a concept. Ugh, I'll slide into her DMs as she is often reblogging me at this point, and I will let her know. Deep friend of the pod, Miss Peep.
What do we think she would? I feel like she would sound so good doing. I mean, anything.
Under the Mistletoe. There's songs that I could see. Back in my day, my group, Girls Aloud, did a Christmas tree special set of songs that she could definitely tackle some of those.
Wait, you're what?
I just think Girls Aloud did a Christmas EP special with their album Chemistry in 2005 to 6. And... I feel like that would work in her vibe a little bit.
Okay, I'm looking that one up.
Yes, look it up. It is on streaming. But
Christmas rapping. That's what I was thinking of. She would sound really good on that. Which is the Carpenters,
she could reinvent.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the group that I got mixed up with like some other group.
Well, you know, while we brainstorm what the pitch we're about to send Dua. She
the
did
millions
make
her, of dollars that we're giving away by speaking this into existence.
She did make an appearance on the show and as musical guest, but she did slide her way into at least one skit.
Was on
the USO performance
Saturday
Night Live
Thank you
from New York.
For clarifying,
it's
Saturday
Night.
And we have to give a special shout out to that legend who,
yes.
Thank you to our reader who sent that in. The very same Saturday Legend recreated that moment for Christmas with a festive spin.
So when I clicked it, he's following me already. And I was like, what? Follow back immediately. Like, I was like, I clicked that button so fucking fast. I was like, this is going to be so good. Click. Boom.
Okay. Next week on the pod.
And all we're talking about. Get fucking vaccinated. We'll be paying for his flight to come to the city, and we're gonna have a huge fucking party on a
Saturday.
Don't even get me started.
Saturdays so only.
Like, we're gonna fly her out to New York, and we are gonna have a fucking party.
I'm so ready for that.
I'm so fucking ready. I was like, follow back immediately.
Well, so we have, okay, we had Dua on SNL. Now, she did one skit with Kristen and Bowen Yang, who, in my opinion, wrote this skit solely so that he could get gangbanged by Kristen and Dua, which, who wouldn't? Because
nobody knew it was killed.
No, it was called Stonewall. Nobody,
I barely understood what was happening, except for the fact that it was 1944 and they were telling a tale through song. Basically, it was just an excuse for Dua to shout, kill the Nazis, which we have to stan, and to power top Bowen Yang.
This moment was giving me Spice Girls live at the Victoria's Secret, not sponsored, fashion show in 2007.
Fashion wise.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
When Dua came
yes.
out, I was like, oh my God, she's literally serving.
Yes,
fucking
she's
Spice
giving
Girls.
You that 40s fantasy. Uh-huh. Yes, absolutely.
Candyman, Spice Girls, 2007.
Very true. Yes, the USO performance, it's truly just absurd. And she got to have a little fun during the show, which I'm really glad that she got to, you know, not just be the performer. They had to do something with her.
Yeah, but she was also the performer.
She sure was.
So shall we discuss her two performances from this
yes.
night?
Yes. Starting now, I was not sure what she would do because, you know, she's got so many hits from this album at this point and new songs. But she went, in my opinion, with the tried and true, the biggest hits of the album.
You know, that's an opinion.
No, not as far as my favorites, but as far as I think chart-wise, I think they are.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I think they are. I think, obviously, Don't Start Now. And then Levitating, I'm pretty sure, is the next biggest. Especially with all the remixes that came after. Obviously, I have a justice for physical moment.
Electricity, I'll give it to you. Even if I could, I wouldn't. Literally not even this era.
No, but we stand.
Basically, what I'm saying is, like, I wish 2054 would just happen again.
Oh, right.
Also, can I also say that... the thought of a future nostalgia Dua Lipa arena tour in like the next 12 months is like maybe like 50% of the reason why like I'm still hanging on.
I after the performances, I saw so many people being like, my God, I just want to see this live, or I just want to go to a club and dance to this album live already.
Oh.
It's so true.
I'm so ready. Like, if y'all thought I was out of control on my fucking treadmill alone in my apartment, just wait.
Just wait until he brings
until
it to the
see
club.
Me at the fucking Future Nostalgia Tour.
He's going to set it up on the stage at Vodka Soda Bottoms Up when they rebrand and relaunch, and it's over.
It's over. But yes.
Anyway.
So Don't Start Now. Now, speaking of now, the LED wall was like giving me life. The cheetah, the like little corset moment.
Yep.
She was serving looks, vocals,
yes.
stage, body. Like, it was just so good.
I just feel like it's a total victory lap. I feel like this show was just like, you really did that. You did it this year. You won this year. You really nailed it. And just her confidence level, even though I loved that first performance in the yellow of that award show, I think it was EMAs of Don't Start Now.
Oh,
I just
so
felt
good.
Like, you know, this was just such a full circle. The song still stands, still holds, still great. And yeah, the rainbow LED wall, the look, and she got a little breakdown in, dance breakdown. She just, you know, she's really feeling her fantasy now, and I'm very proud of her, and I thought she nailed that performance.
I agree, and I just like loved the whole like LED set. It looked so good. I saw a couple tweets like, you know, coming for the dancing again, just like with Studio 2054.
Yeah.
But like, it just doesn't, like, you know, I love like a dancing queen who like, you know, may or may not lip sync. And so I don't care. But right. like, for me with Dua, her voice, I also feel like her vocals have gotten so much better live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I think so too. I love her attitude. I love her like resilience and the fact that she like didn't give up. I don't know. I just feel like, yeah, that's all.
Yeah, I feel very much the same. I think she's not making any illusion that she's Janet and she's not trying to, but I think she's trying to put on a show. And I find it like, I find that people are going out of their way to be mean if they're going to say something about that because they just to bring her down when it's like she's giving you extra. She doesn't have to do that at all, but I think she wants to have her pop star moment and be all of those things. And I think it's great. And I honestly do think that she's improved greatly and is showing it off. So I, you know, it's the other thing of like, she has only been in the game for a few years and there is something to be said about the fact that they're allowed to grow and become better performers. So it's just kind of cruel to immediately drag them down. But, you know, isn't that the way that we are as a culture? Yeah. But anyway, I thought she thrived. She did fantastic. And then
even if she did keep doing like the meme dance moves,
the meme dance,
I feel like it would be even funnier. And like,
yeah, and she owned it during 54, I think, at the end.
Yes, she did. And it's like when people just like criticize her dance moves, I'm like,
The shit that I've seen, you don't have that many.
Right. Like, it's like, take a look around and also, can you do that? But also look at the other, most of the main girls at this stage of the game. It's not a lot of dancing. It's not. It's not. So.
And like, we can all do armography, but like, I don't look good doing armography. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not
insane. Right. So whatever. I defend, I stand, and I think that she's doing a great job.
Yeah.
I don't even see those comments. I don't acknowledge them.
I know. So, you are so much better than I am.
Well,
curiosity truly does kill the tea, Kyle, I swear.
That's definitely the case with me. I just, as my mother has said to me, I need to learn after, I'm not an experiential learner. I need to touch the hot oven 500 times before I realize it's going to be hot the next time I touch it. And I think that's the same with like looking at comments I don't want to see or something. Like, I had to really keep doing it to myself until I was like, you know what? That's literally not going to help you. You're not going to be happy. And it's, whether it's about me, whether it's about a performer, it's like, if that isn't, I know that's not going to make me happy. So I'm not going to look anymore.
Yeah.
That's basically where I'm at.
There was also one once that was like, that guy from Reality TV Gifts sucks. And I was like, well.
Nice. You know what?
She's got a point.
Anyway.
And then it cuts to you in the front row staring at all the tweets in Demi Lovato's chair. Oh. This world is so full of hate.
Yeah. Chucky, rat, fat flop. And I'm just like,
there's so much hate in this world.
Oh, anyway, we need to get back to the second performance of the night.
Yeah.
From Miss Dua. And that was Levitating. And this is my other high fashion editorial moment of the week,
so
for
good.
Sure. This Valentino outfit, she looks, as many said, like a sexy jellyfish. It was just, and for any little Madonsters out there like myself, it was giving me 1994. Five Brit Awards, Madonna, Bedtime Story, ethereal long hair, like moving with the light, the same sort of way as this outfit did. And that is always a good reference for me. So I really loved this. I thought this was giving me, and I don't want to compare women and I don't want to get into, but this actually gave me the excitement of Gaga on SNL, of like that front and center stage, like when she showed up in the, what was it? The metallic thing from Fame Monster.
My Stephanie Jerome.
My Stephanie. And I'm not saying it's a different, you know, that they're the same or anything like that, but it gave me that same excitement. Like, she just, it was such a star move, I think. It was so cool.
Well, it was just layout. So simple, but it like worked with like the lights and the subtle fan and just like the
flowiness. It was main pop girl energy. It really was.
Yeah, it
was,
it didn't very need a whole that. Lot.
And I thought she just did the damn thing, and clearly the audience approved, because there was one moment during.
Oh my fucking God. Yeah. So shout out to @DivDav on Instagram for calling attention to this. So there was someone in the audience at SNL that screamed bloody murder while Dua was performing, and they literally sounded like Toad from Mario.
We have to insert the audio right here. Come on, dance with me. I'll meditate. I don't even know. First of all, do we know what the setup is with the audience at SNL in a time of pandemic? Do we know if that's, what is it?
Do you want me to run through it? Or is this like a Cornova vaccine situation where you're like, no.
Is it much more complicated than like, yeah, there's people, or no, there's not?
No. So it's like pod based. So like you could, so like if I lived with my family in the same house, you could all go, you show up, you get tested as a group.
So it's like the Rachel Stevens cabaret show.
Sure.
Yes.
I don't know
okay.
who that is or who that is.
The but. last week when Rachel Stevens did her comeback, they said that the seating was based on if you quarantined in a group or not.
Okay, I'm looking that one up.
Yeah, so it's pod based. So like you can come with like a group that you have been with, and then you all have to be tested. You're all held together. You're all put in a certain spot together. Like they keep everyone sectioned, and you even see it on the floor, like how there's those little, like it's almost like little sections. Those are all the little pods.
Got it. So it was very, so clearly the Mario Kart pod was very active during that evening.
Peach, Daisy, Mario, Luigi, Waluigi, Toadette, Icon. We're all sitting in the back, and Toad just snapped and just couldn't stop screaming.
Toad truly was all of us in that moment.
Also, shout out to Peach and Daisy for being like literally the Britney and Christina of Mario. What's that? Nintendo? What's the whole world called?
Nintendo, yeah. So true. Star. Oh my God. Daisy outsold.
Opinion, she's like literally like the underdog. Also, Birdo is like a gay icon.
Yeah, it was always Birdo during Mario Kart.
Yeah.
She's the Robin of Mario Kart.
She is. Yeah.
Yeah, so congratulations, Dua. And I honestly feel like that SNL episode was kind of like the icing on the cake, the cherry on top of a true sensational run of 2020 for her. Future nostalgia, big main pop girl energy, big album of the year energy, just totally nailed it.
I agree. I feel like this was also just like a fun send-off to the year for her. Like, I feel like Studio 2054, which we watched and we discussed with everyone on Patreon, I think is still like available on demand, mm-hmm. was like her big, you know, quote unquote tour moment. Mm-hmm. And this was just like a fun end of the year celebration. It didn't seem like she was stressed out about it. Like she seemed like she was having fun. She was comfortable. And yeah, wow. Like she is one of the girls now.
She is. Very proud of her. Very excited for her. Well, that was a high note to end off on for the week before we enter into Christmas. But we do have some things to look forward to in the very near future.
We nostalgia. Do. A new year.
New year, same us.
Yeah, right? Well, not if we ascend tomorrow, like TikTok.
That's true.
Says.
We are ascending. BRB ascending.
Yeah. Well, everyone, it has been a great 2020, but we will not be signing off just yet, because we have the Legends Only First Annual Awards, which is coming next week. You guys get to vote. Our Patreon Legends Only fans, you all get to pick the soundboard moment of the year.
Yes, we've been receiving a lot of For Your Consideration packages from all the pop stars. We thank you for sending those in. This is a prestigious award. We recognize that, but we will not be taking money bribes at this time. But, you know, we will be announcing our winners soon. It is the only award show of the season.
Yeah. We will not be picking our winners based on who can show up.
We will not be kissing and hugging.
Because no one can show up. And
no one,
even if they could,
don't
they wouldn't.
Show up. Don't come out.
Yeah. Even if they could, they'd be like, who?
Just somebody outside of your apartment.
Yeah. We say that now. And then in 10 years from now, when we're on...
Right.
All the networks.
Stage at Radio City.
Yeah.
Until then.
Yes. Until then, everyone, we hope that you have a safe and happy holiday if you are celebrating
yes.
or not. if you are with your friends, your family, your chosen family, or if, like me, you are alone, we hope that you are doing well and hanging in there. And just on an optimistic note, I feel like we should all just keep holding on, to quote another legend.
Mm-hmm. And, that is truly it.
Right? Like, I feel, you know, I just, we're almost there. Like, I feel like we're in the...
You can almost taste it. Oh,
the flavor. What's like the sports term for like your, the third quarter? No.
Oh, wow. You're going there?
I don't know. We're... It's like the last one.
The fourth quarter?
Sure. Yeah, that.
Sure.
We're almost there. And
it's the final countdown.
Yeah. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We will see you soon. We will see you next week. But until then, until then, have a Merry Christmas. Or like,
yes, have a very Merry Christmas. And
we will we will see you next week.
We will see you
next
week.
Yeah. Also, what are you doing for the ball drop?
Nothing. What are you doing?
Nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, I can walk like outside my apartment. Like, I can literally watch it.
You can see it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I'll just be watching on TV. And
should we do a live stream?
We could do a live stream.
Is Christina going to be performing in like another igloo again?
I don't think she is, but J-Lo's doing it.
Oh my God. What if J-Lo does like Hustlers in Times Square?
Honestly, she could have on the fur coat and do the God. Hustlers moment.
Me?
She honestly might.
Okay.
We have no idea.
Legendary. Well, if you want us
to like waiting for tonight at midnight is kind of fierce. I don't know what she's planning. God.
Waiting for the fucking vaccine. Give me the green lasers. Shoot me up with the fucking microchip. Give me Chromatica.
Exactly.
Repeat.
R9 microchip incoming.
Ooh, okay. So if you want us to do like some sort of live, are you like available? I'm not doing shit.
Yeah, I'm not doing anything.
Okay, well, if you would like us to do a live stream on New Year's Eve, tweet us a champagne emoji.
Mm, yeah. There we go.
And until then, we will see you then.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.